Where can a heart find peace? In the remembrance of Allah. Where can a heart find peace? In the remembrance of Allah. In the remembrance of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back once again to our silsila, A Heart at Peace, in which we discuss the concept of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the remembrance of our Lord Almighty, which indeed is the means of tranquility and peace for our hearts. In previous episodes, we've discussed in detail the virtues and blessings of reciting the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the light of the Holy Quran and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We've talked about the different types of dhikr. We've also mentioned the blessings of gatherings of dhikr and the evidence and proof for performing dhikr in a loud voice in a group. InshaAllah Azawajal, in today's episode, we'll be concentrating and focusing on one particular type of dhikr. As in previous episodes, we've talked about certain categories, certain types of dhikr, such as salah, the five daily prayers, being a means of establishing the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've also dedicated one episode to the concept of seeking knowledge and how ilm has also been declared as a form of dhikr by the scholars of Islam. In today's episode, we'll be talking about the concept of dhikrul lisan, the dhikr of the tongue, and the various different recitations which have been instructed by our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in various narrations. There may be incantations, wadaif, awrad, and azkar, which have been mentioned, which maybe you have heard before. Maybe you have heard phrases like this before, and maybe you have already memorized these phrases, but you may not be aware of the blessings and the virtues that these phrases hold. InshaAllah Azawajal, in today's episode, we'll be revealing and uncovering the virtues and the blessings behind these phrases. Before we go on to our topic, we'll share with you a virtue of reciting peace and blessings upon our noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It's narrated that the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has said, whoever recites Durood Sharif, peace and blessings upon me, 3 times every day and 3 times every night, out of love and affection for me, mahabba and shauq, it is for Allah azza wa jal to forgive the sins of that person that he committed during that day and that night. Subhanallah. We see how remembering our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sending blessings upon him just 3 times in the morning and 3 times in the evening, becomes a means of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiving our sins of that day and that night. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, with the blessings of this silsila, A Heart at Peace, InshaAllah Azawajal, today we'll be sharing with you certain phrases such as Astaghfirullah, Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, the kalima tayyiba, Sayyidul Istighfar, the recitation of La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Other common phrases which we hear on a regular basis, and maybe we recite too. But InshaAllah Azawajal, with the blessings of today's silsila, we will learn more detail about the blessings and the occasions of reciting these particular phrases. First of all, we'll look at the phrase of istighfar, seeking forgiveness, reciting astaghfirullah, 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 asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins. And this is such an amazing thing, such an amazing thing which can lead to our salvation, which can lead to the removal of our worries and our problems and calamities. Once it's reported that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, who is the door of the city of knowledge. One of the wisest people ever to have graced this world with his presence. An amazing individual. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, about whom the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, أَنَا مَدِينَةُ الْعِلْمِ وَعَلِيٌّ بَابُهَا. I am the city of knowledge and Ali is its door. It is that Amir al-Mu'mineen, that leader of the believers, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, who once said, Al-ajabu, Al-ajabu liman yahlik wa ma'ahu an-najah. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an said, it is amazing, it is astonishing that a person becomes destroyed. A person is destroyed whilst he has with him the salvation and the protection to protect him from calamities and worries. Now the people asked, Ya Sayyidi, what is that means of salvation? What is that means of salvation for the person which he has with him to protect him from being destroyed? Subhanallah. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu replied and said, Al-istighfar. Seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, today we face many difficulties, we face calamities, people become ill in our family, we face financial difficulties. Sometimes people, they say, you know, it seems as if whichever way I turn, I'm surrounded in all directions by difficulties and problems. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, from this beautiful Madani pearl of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anh, we learn that we have with us the shield and the protection to grant us salvation from these problems, to grant us salvation from being destroyed. And that is the shield, the cure, the remedy of istighfar, seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's also been narrated on the authority of Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, without doubt, just like iron, just like metal, gains rust over time, the heart of a person, the heart of the human being, also rusts. And just like iron and metal gains rust over time, the heart also gains rust. But the beloved Prophet ﷺ, as well as informing us of this, also informed us of the cure and the remedy to cleanse the heart from this rust. The beloved Prophet ﷺ said, indeed, reciting istighfar cleanses the rust of the heart. It's also been narrated that Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma said that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever makes the recitation of istighfar necessary for himself, whoever makes it lazim upon himself to continuously recite astaghfirullah and seek forgiveness from Allah azza wa jal, Allah azza wa jal will distance every worry from him. Allah azza wa jal will bless him with relief from every misery. Allah Almighty will bestow that person with sustenance from such a source that he could not even imagine. A source that is beyond his imagination. If anybody out there, any of the viewers of Madani Channel, have this issue that is difficult to make ends meet. You know, the bills that we have to pay are so much. We have to buy groceries to support our families. But sometimes it seems that our income is not enough to meet the needs of our household. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the beloved Prophet ﷺ is teaching us, recite istighfar regularly, continuously. Make it your habit, make it necessary upon yourself to recite istighfar. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such. Allah Almighty will grant you rizq. Allah Azza wa Jal will grant you sustenance from such a place that you did not even imagine. A place beyond your imagination. Subhanallah. It's also been narrated by Sayyidina Zubair bin Awam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, whoever would like for his record of deeds to make him happy. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we all have a record of deeds. We all have two angels, kiram and katibin, on our shoulders, recording every single action that we do. And on the Day of Judgment, that deed will be given to us. And we will have to read out this book of deeds, this book of actions, on that terrifying and difficult day. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, if we want that record of deeds to be given to us in our right hand, if we want that record of deeds to make us happy on that day, to be the means of our salvation, the beloved Prophet ﷺ is saying, whoever would like for his record of deeds to make him happy should increase the recitation of istighfar in it. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, if we increase our recitation of astaghfirullah, inshaAllah azza wa jal, on the Day of Judgment, when our record of deeds is given to us, that record of deeds will make us happy and make us pleased. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us our record of deeds in our right hand. Ameen. It's also been narrated by Sayyidina Abdullah bin Busr radiyallahu ta'ala an. He heard from the Prophet of Mercy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, glad tidings are for him. Good news is for him who finds istighfar in abundance in his record of deeds. And it's narrated by Sayyidina Shaddad bin Aus radiyallahu ta'ala an, that the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has stated, this is Sayyidul Istighfar. And whoever recites Sayyidul Istighfar with Iman, with faith, with conviction, with belief during the day, and then passes away that same day before the onset of the evening, that person will go to Jannah. That person will be blessed with entry into the gardens of paradise. And whoever recites this Sayyidul Istighfar with faith, with Iman, with conviction and belief during the night, and then passes away that same night before the coming of the morning, he will also be entered into the gardens of paradise. Subhanallah. And what is Sayyidul Istighfar? The beloved Prophet ﷺ taught us the recitation. If possible, we should try to memorize this, we should try to learn this and recite it every day and every night. This can also be found in the book written by Amir Ahl Sunnah, Madani Panch Surah, which has been translated in the English language and can be bought from any branch of Maktabatul Madinah, your local branch of Maktabatul Madinah, as well as downloaded free of charge from www.dawatislami.net. And the Sayyidul Istighfar can be found on page 136 of the English publication. The beloved Prophet ﷺ taught us Sayyidul Istighfar, which is as follows. Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa anta khalaqtani wa ana abduka wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'adika ما استطعت أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت أبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء بذنبي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to memorize the Sayyidul Istighfar and recite it every day and every night. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, this was a glimpse into the virtues and the blessings of reciting Astaghfirullah. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. Moving on, the next recitation is the recitation of لا إله إلا الله, the كلمة طيبة. It is narrated by سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه. He asked, يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, who will be the fortunate people that will be blessed with your شفاعة, your intercession on the Day of Judgment? The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Abu Huraira, I had thought that nobody would ask this question to me before you. Meaning I thought that you would be the first to ask this question to me, and I was right, because I know of your enthusiasm for listening to hadith. This was a special virtue of the Sahabi Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, that he narrated the most ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he asked this question. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower countless mercies and blessings upon this great Sahabi, because of whom so much knowledge and so many ahadith reached us, because of whose blessed questions in the court of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we gained knowledge like the knowledge mentioned in this hadith. He asked the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who will be the fortunate people that will be blessed with your shafa'ah on the Day of Judgment, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied and said, on the Day of Judgment, the fortunate person who will attain my intercession will be the one who will have recited La ilaha illallah with the conviction of his heart. And Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu said, I heard the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talking about afdalu dhikr, what the most virtuous of dhikr is. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best dhikr of all is La ilaha illallah, and the best dua of all is Alhamdulillah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, whenever you perform dhikr, always ensure to include La ilaha illallah within your dhikr, because this, according to the words of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the best form of dhikr. And when you perform dua, ensure that you include Alhamdulillah within your dua, because our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us that the best dua of all is Alhamdulillah. It is narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, that the noble and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, Whoever says La ilaha illallah with devotion, the portals of the skies, the doors of the skies are opened, such that that recitation reaches the divine throne, the Arsh of Allah Azza wa Jal, provided that that person refrains from the major sins. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, if we recite La ilaha illallah, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, this will reach the Arsh of Allah Azza wa Jal. But, however, the condition for this is that we must refrain from the major sins. We must learn about what the major sins are and refrain from these major sins so we too can gain the benefits of this virtue. It has also been narrated again by Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, renew your faith, do tajdeed of your iman. He was asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how can we do tajdeed of our iman? How can we renew our faith? He sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, recite La ilaha illallah in abundance. Furthermore, we'll move on to the next phrase, which is Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. A beautiful phrase of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, today we'll be learning the virtues and the blessings behind this beautiful phrase. So now when we recite it, we can recite it with even more passion and even more enthusiasm, knowing what amazing rewards lie in wait for us in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is reported again by Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever recites Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi 100 times, his sins are wiped away, even if they are equivalent to the foam of the oceans. Subhanallah. In one narration reported by Sayyidina Abu Umama radiallahu anhu, the blessed and beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, whoever finds it difficult to perform worship during the night, and if he is miserly in spending his wealth, or if he is afraid of performing jihad against the enemy, he should recite Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi in abundance. Because this is more beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal than donating a mountain of gold in his path. Subhanallah, such blessings. And it's also reported on the authority of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala an, that the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, whoever recites Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, a date tree is planted for him in the gardens of paradise. Subhanallah. These are the blessings of reciting this beautiful phrase, Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. The next phrase, the next recitation, the next dhikr that we'll be looking at, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us about, is the recitation of La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. It's reported on the authority of Sayyiduna Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala an, that the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, has stated, shall I not tell you about a door from the doors of Jannah? Such a beautiful question. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let me ask you the same question. Shall I not tell you about a door from the doors of Jannah? Indeed, every Muslim would want to know how we can access the gardens of paradise. What is this door from the doors of paradise that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us about? It was said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is that door from the doors of paradise? The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied and said, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, if we too want to gain paradise, we should make it our habit and our routine to also include this phrase in our daily recitations. It's also reported again on the authority of Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever recites La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, for him, this is the medicine for 99 illnesses. Subhanallah. This is the medicine for 99 illnesses, the least of which is agony and anguish. The least of which is agony and anguish. 99 illnesses. The least of them is agony and anguish. And all the others are illnesses above agony and anguish. It's also reported by Sayyidina Uqba bin Amir radiallahu anhu that the Blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever has been granted a blessing by Allah Azza wa Jal and he wants to prolong that blessing, he should recite La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah in abundance. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have all been blessed in many different ways by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the source of sustenance that Allah azza wa jalla has provided us. We've been blessed with the family members that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. We've been blessed with so many bounties from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hands that we have been given, the eyes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, the faculty of hearing, the intellect that Allah azza wa jalla has given us, the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not made us dependent on anybody. So many blessings. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us such a beautiful method of increasing and prolonging these blessings that Allah azza wa jalla has given us. If we want our blessings and our bounties to be prolonged, we too should recite La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah in abundance. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the next form of dhikr, the next type of dhikr of the tongue that we'll be looking at is the recitation of kalima tawheed, expressing the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's narrated by Sayyidina Abu Umama radiallahu an, that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever recites La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir, no deed can surpass this kalima and no sin will remain with him. And Sayyidina Amr bin Shu'ayb radiallahu an has reported from his grandfather through the means of his father that the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has stated, the best dua is the dua of Arafah, and the best kalima which I and the Prophets alayhim salam preceding me, coming before me, have said is the following: La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. And it's also been narrated by Sayyidina Barra bin Azib radiallahu an about the blessings of this kalima, that the blessed and noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, whoever donates silver or milk in charity or shows a blind person the path, this is like freeing one slave. And whoever recites La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir, this is also like freeing one slave. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. Moving on, we'll now look at certain recitations, certain azkar to be recited in the morning and the evening. It's reported by Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala an, that once a person presented himself in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have never seen a scorpion like the one that stung me last night. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, why did you not recite the following? A'udhu bi kalimati Allahi tammati min sharri ma khalaq. In the evening. Why didn't you recite this in the evening? Because then the scorpion would not have caused you any harm. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, if you live in an area where there are insects or scorpions which might cause harm to you, then this recitation is a means of protection against any harmful creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A'udhu bi kalimati Allahi tammati min sharri ma khalaq, the meaning of which is, I seek refuge with the absolute and perfect words of Allah azza wa jal from the harm of the creatures. Here, creatures refers to those creatures which are capable of causing harm to human beings. With regards to recitations of the morning and the evening, it's also been reported that whoever recites the following, the beloved Prophet ﷺ said, whoever recites the following three times in the morning and three times in the evening, nothing will be able to harm him. What is that recitation? Bismillahi alladhi la yadurru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ardi wala fis sama'i wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. The translation of which is as follows: Allah's name I begin with, by virtue of whose name nothing in the earth and the sky can cause harm, and He is the all-knowing and the all-hearing. It's also narrated by Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala an, that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever recites Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi 100 times in the morning and 100 times in the evening, there will be no one bringing a better deed than him on the Day of Judgment, except the one who has recited the equivalent of this or more. And Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala has stated, Whoever recites the following, حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ, Allah Azza wa Jal will suffice for all of his worries. Subhanallah. Another recitation, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever recites the following, رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبًّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ, which means, I am pleased with Allah Azza wa Jal as the Creator, I am pleased with Islam as the religion, and I am pleased with Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the Prophet. Whoever recites this in the morning, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I assure that I will make him enter Jannah with my own hands. Subhanallah. What more could we ask for, dear viewers of Madani Channel, than the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entering us into Jannah with his own merciful hands. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Jannah is owned by the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted Jannah to his beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and given him the authority to give it to whoever he wishes. As the poet says beautifully, Jahan bani ata kar dein, bhari jannat hiba kar dein, Jahan bani ata kar dein, bhari jannat hiba kar dein, Nabi mukhtari kul hai, jisko jo chahe ata kar dein. The sahaba kiram alayhim ridwan, the likes of Sayyidina Rabi'a radiyallahu anhu, would ask the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, as'aluka murafaqataka fil jannah. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I ask you for your companionship in Jannah. The sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'in had the aqidah, the belief that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the owner and distributor of paradise. In this narration, we also being taught that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is distributing the blessings of paradise by saying and giving the guarantee, the assurance that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will make that person enter paradise with his own hands who recites this beautiful recitation. رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبًّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ نَبِيًّا. Every single morning, whoever recites this in the morning, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that he will enter that person into paradise with his own merciful hands. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, from all of the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, Allah Almighty has granted us the honor of being believers, the blessing of Iman, which is the greatest wealth that we possess, the greatest treasure that we possess. When somebody has wealth, when somebody has a treasure, they safeguard that treasure, they protect that treasure. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, this treasure and this blessing and this wealth Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us, have we done anything to protect this wealth, to safeguard this wealth? Dear viewers of Madani Channel, with the blessings of this silsila regarding the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a heart at peace, let's learn about those azkar, those recitations for passing away with iman intact, for safeguarding our iman. Because at the time of death, the successful person is the one who is able to safeguard and protect his iman and take his iman safe and sound with him into the grave. Sayyidi Al-Hazrat radiyallahu anh was asked by an individual for dua to pass away with his faith intact. Sayyidi Al-Hazrat radiyallahu anh made dua for that person and advised him to recite certain recitations, certain phrases. The first one, Sayyidi Al-Hazrat radiyallahu anh said to him, recite, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu La Ilaha Illa Anta, 41 times in the morning, every day, with Durood Sharif before and after it. Recite, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu La Ilaha Illa Anta, 41 times in the morning, every day, with Durood Sharif before and after. This will be a means of safeguarding your iman. Also, Sayyidi Al-Hazrat radiyallahu anhu advised and said, having recited all of your invocations, recite Surah Kafirun before going to sleep every day. Do not converse, don't talk after that. But if conversation happens, then recite Surah Kafirun again. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, you will pass away with your faith intact. He also advised, keep reciting the following dua 3 times in the morning and 3 times in the evening. Which dua is that? Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min an nushrika bika shay'an na'lamuhu wa nastaghfiruka lima la na'lamuhu. If we recite this 3 times in the morning and 3 times in the evening, inshaAllah azawajal, our faith will be safeguarded. If you would like to memorize this dua and recite this dua, you can find this on page 146 of the publication of Maktabatul Madina, Madani Panch Surah, in the English version. Sayyidi Al-Hazrat radiallahu anh also encouraged to recite another invocation 3 times in the morning and 3 times in the evening, not only for the protection of faith, but also for the protection of faith, life, wealth, and children. Bismillahi ala deeni, bismillahi ala nafsi, wa wuldi wa ahli wa mali. Bismillahi ala deeni, bismillahi ala nafsi, wa wuldi wa ahli wa mali. By reciting this 3 times in the morning and 3 times in the evening, your faith, life, wealth, and children will all remain secured. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. To finish off this episode, in which we've been talking about zikrul lisan, the zikr of the tongue, and mentioning certain famous phrases which many of us will already have memorized, but may not have been aware about the virtues behind these phrases. We've talked about various phrases such as istighfar, such as the kalima la ilaha illallah, the kalima tayyiba, such as kalima tawheed, the phrase la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, the phrase subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, and the countless blessings that all of these phrases contain. We should make the intention that we will continuously recite these phrases insha'Allah azawajal on a regular basis. We'll finish off with 5 Madani pearls from the blessed Sahabi Sayyidina Abdullah bin Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He said that there are 5 such habits that if someone adopts, he will become virtuous in the worldly life and the afterlife. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, make a note of these, try to memorize these, and make these a part of your routine. Make these things your habit, so that we too can become virtuous in the worldly life and in the afterlife. Number 1, from time to time, to keep on reciting La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Number 2, whenever afflicted with any calamity, whenever becoming ill, whenever suffering a loss, whenever hearing any news that is worrying, reciting Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un and la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim. Number 3, whenever receiving a blessing, to give thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal by saying Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Number 4, to say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim when beginning any permissible act. And number 5, whenever committing any sin, reciting Astaghfirullah Al-Azeema wa Atubu Ilayh. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, keep tuned to this silsila, a heart at peace, to learn more about the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which indeed is the means of the contentment, the tranquility, and the peace of our hearts. In future episodes, we will insha'Allah azawajal be looking at the concept of reciting the Holy Qur'an, the tilawa of the Holy Qur'an, as a means of establishing the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also at the fact that the zikr of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also a means of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How that is, we will be discussing in a future episode. Keep tuned to this silsila, A Heart at Peace, and all other silsilas of Madani Channel. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to perform dhikrul lisan and all other types of dhikr in abundance. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam.
Where can a heart find peace? In the remembrance of Allah. Where can a heart find peace? In the remembrance of Allah.